You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now to explain how accidental discoveries and pharmaceutical development in his homeland have led to one too many Botox injections across the pond.
And a very good morning to you all. When you think of Ireland, the first thing that pops into your mind is Viagra or Botox. Well, of course, because as you well know, the world's biggest pharmaceutical plants of these global products are in Ireland. In fact, one of them is in my hometown of Cork, where Viagra is made by one of the biggest pharmaceutical firms in the world, Pfizer. Viagra is known locally as the Pfizer Riser. And Botox, well, the biggest plant in the world for its production is in County Mayo, not far from where The Quiet Man was filmed. Boy, how times have changed. Indeed, today, over 60% of Ireland's exports can be accounted for in terms of pharmaceutical products and organic chemicals. So much for the potato and cabbage. Is there anything wrong with this? Well, let me put it to you like this. Last summer, I was chatting with my nephew back home in Ireland, and he was telling me that he worked for a multinational that are in the gaming industry, a bit like that annoying Farmville stuff that's on Facebook. He was telling me how much, you know, he loved the company ethos, the conditions of work, the boss, the salary, everything. Everything except one thing. Says he, I just wish I was involved in promoting a better product. I mean, it's just some dumb game at the end of the day. I found that really interesting that this young man would yearn for something more soulful in life, something more meaningful. For although he was earning a fine salary with a great firm, something was missing. Was it meaning? Which brings me back to Viagra and Botox. Now, in fairness, both of these products, well, their discovery was somewhat accidental. In the case of Viagra, the researchers were looking for a drug to combat blood pressure ailments, and they were surprised that many of the men who were asked to take part in the trial failed to return the samples, the unused samples. And when they found out why, they knew they were onto something. In the case of Botox, well, before it was used for cosmetic purposes, it was actually used for therapeutic needs. It was actually a drug for chronic migraine. Again, its cosmetic application was a discovery made by accident. Now, personally, I've never had cause to use either Botox or Viagra. In the case of Botox, that'd be a boast. And in the case of Viagra, well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it? And Botox, like, I really don't see the point. I'm sorry. The problem being, like, where does it end? And if you can have Botox treatments to remove the wrinkles on your face temporarily, the problem is that you're somewhat then obliged to continue to do that, aren't you? Well, if you have the money. Be careful what you wish for. Have you seen Joan Rivers lately? And don't get me wrong. I mean, I love Joan. I'd really love to meet her and sit down and have dinner with her. And I'm sure she'd be almighty crack. That's the Irish word for fun. But the trouble is, Joan is freaky. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not. I mean, I want old women to look like old women. One should try to grow old gracefully, with dignity. Of course you're going to look like crap. Of course the skin and the belly and the biceps and the abs, they'll all let you down, not to mention your face. Tough. 'Twas ever thus. Deal with it. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.